Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you to the Robinson Show. This is episode 16 right here on this April 17th, 2018. Coming up, we'll discuss the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, and Dez Bryant. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Robinson Show.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that. Like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. We all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect. I'm not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just the opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Robinson Show, and let's get right to it. I tell you what, the 2018 NBA playoffs have been heating up thus far, so let's get you caught up on what has happened thus far. The playoffs started on Saturday between the San Antonio Spurs and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State handled their business 113-92. Also, the Toronto Raptors handled their business, beating the Washington Wizards in a close game, 114-106. Also, we had the Philadelphia 76ers, the Red Hot Sixers, that they're indeed trusting the process, and they trusted the process in game one as they beat the Miami Heat, 130-103. And a tough game up in the Pacific Northwest between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers. But New Orleans was able to handle their business with the strong experience of Jrue Holiday and, of course, the all-star himself, Anthony Davis, as the Pelicans handled their business by beating Portland 97-95. On Sunday's action, you had the Houston Rockets led by Chris Paul and James Harden as they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 104-101. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Utah 116-108. Indiana beat Cleveland 98-80. Certainly problems currently happening right now with LeBron and the crew. Let's see how they'll bounce back in game two. And the Boston Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks in overtime 113-107. Now on to yesterday's action. the Miami Heat, with the experience of Dwayne Wade, Goran Dragic, Hassan Whiteside, they were able to bounce back and to tie the series at one game apiece to beat the 76ers 113-103. And the Warriors took a 2-0 lead by beating San Antonio 116-101. So, again, no Steph, no problem. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, they all handled their business and did what they had to do to tie this, to take a two to take a commanding 2-0 lead in the series. So let's get you caught up on the games that are going to be taking place tonight. Some great action that's going to be taking place. We've got game two between the Washington Wizards and the Toronto Raptors. That game will be for 6 p.m. on NBA TV. Also, we've got game two of the Bucks and the Celtics, 7 p.m. on TNT. Currently, Toronto leads the series 1-0, and Boston leads their series 1-0 against the Celtics. And then, of course, the nightcap will be the Pelicans and the Trailblazers. That game will start off at 9:30 on TNT, with New Orleans leading the series 1-0. So it's going to be interesting. Out of all of these games, that all of these games are going to be exciting. But I think the Bucks and Celtics and the Pelicans and the Trailblazers, those two series are going to be very interesting, especially the Pelicans and the Trailblazers, because they're both young, both dynamic teams. You got Anthony Davis, Jrue Holiday going up against Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum and those stars up in Portland. So certainly a lot to look forward to in tonight's NBA playoff action. So it should be fun. I can't wait to watch it. Coming up next, speaking of fun and exciting, the NHL playoffs, they've been heating up, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back to the Robinson Show. Welcome back to the Robinson Show, everybody. You know, much of the Northeast and much of the Midwest has been very cool, so to speak, and hockey takes place on ice, which means that it's very cold. But I tell you what, hockey's been heating up. And I tell you what, a lot of these playoff games have been really good. So let's get you caught up on what's been happening with the 2018 NHL playoffs. Let's start off with game one that took place between the Philadelphia Flyers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins handled their business by beating Philly 7-0. In game one between the Minnesota Wild and the Winnipeg Jets, the Jets beat the Wild 3-2. And in game one of the Western Conference quarterfinal between the Los Angeles Kings and the Vegas Golden Knights, Las Vegas was able to handle their business, beating the Kings 1-0. Also, in the next series of matchups, we had game one of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Boston handled their business, beating the Maple Leafs 5-1. Also in game one of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal between the New Jersey Devils and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Lightning beat the Devils 5-2. Tampa Bay would go on to lead that series 1-0. In the next game, one of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal, the Columbus Blue Jackets had a tough one against Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals, but the Blue Jackets were able to win in overtime 4-3. And in game one of the Western Conference quarterfinal between the Colorado Avalanche and the Nashville Predators, the Predators beat the Avalanche 5-2. And in game one of the Western Conference quarterfinal, you had the San Jose Sharks beating the Anaheim Ducks 3-0. In game two of the Philadelphia and Pittsburgh series, Philly came back to tie the series up at one game apiece. They beat the Penguins 5-1. Winnipeg took a 2-0 lead by beating Minnesota 4-1. And in game two of the series between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, the Golden Knights were able to beat the Kings in double overtime, giving Vegas a 2-0 lead in their series. Some other game twos we want to pass along to you was with Toronto and Boston. Boston leads their series 2-0. They beat the Maple Leafs 7-3. Tampa Bay beat New Jersey 5-3. Tampa Bay giving Tampa Bay a 2-0 series lead. Nashville beat Colorado 5-4, giving Nashville a 2-0 lead. And San Jose and Anaheim had a close one, but San Jose was able to hold on 3-2, giving the Sharks a 2-0 lead. Some game threes are passing along. Pittsburgh, the series shifts to the city of brotherly love with the Penguins and the Phillies. The Penguins and the Flyers. The Penguins were able to beat the Flyers 5-1. Pittsburgh giving Pittsburgh a 2-1 lead in the series. The Minnesota Wild was able to beat the Winnipeg Jets with the series moving to Minnesota in their game three. Winnipeg leads the series 2-1. Columbus and Washington went head-to-head again in another overtime, and the score was once again 5, but Columbus leads the series 2-0 in their game two. And in game three, another tight one, but the Golden Knights were able to beat the Los Angeles Kings 3-2. Vegas leads the series 3-0. Excuse me, and then wrapping it up with the NHL scoreboard, your game threes are as follows. Last night, Toronto was able to beat Boston 4-2, so Boston leads the series 2-1. Tampa Bay and New Jersey had their game three. New Jersey was able to beat Tampa Bay 5-2. Tampa Bay now leads the series 2-1. In game three between the Colorado Avalanche and the Nashville Predators, the Avalanche were able to beat the Predators 5-3. Nashville now leads the series 2-1. And in game three of the Western Conference final between the Anaheim Ducks and the San Jose Sharks, the Sharks just continue to just rip through the Ducks in this series as San Jose now leads 3-0 in that series. So let's get you caught up on tonight's NHL playoff schedule. It's going to be game three of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal between Columbus and Washington as the series heads to the nation's capital as they play at the Verizon Center in D.C. Game four between Winnipeg and Minnesota. Winnipeg leads the series 2-1. And then game four, this could do it. Vegas can clinch the series tonight and pull off the sweep as they take on the Los Angeles Kings. The Columbus and Washington game will be on at 6:30 p.m. on the NBC Sports Network. Winnipeg and Minnesota will be on at 7 p.m. on CNBC. And you can watch Vegas and Los Angeles at 9:30 p.m. on the NBC Sports Network. Coming up next on The Robinson Show, we'll dig deep into a little Major League Baseball. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, if your life's not as good as that, like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. We all we all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it because you're growing.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. You know, Major League Baseball is definitely heating up right now, but unfortunately, there are a lot of games that have been canceled within the last several days, of course, due to the treacherous weather that's been taking place in really in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest and even in parts of the South. A lot of rain and snow as well has impacted a lot of the games. It's impacted it so much that they've had to schedule doubleheaders and at later dates and things of that nature. So, but let's get you caught up on the scores that had happened last night. The Dodgers were able to take care of the Padres 10-3. The Reds took down the Brewers 10-4. The Rockies beat the Pirates 6-2. The Washington Nationals beat the New York Mets 8-6. The Nats been swinging that ball lately with Bryce Harper in top form right now. The Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Texas Rangers 8-4. The Seattle Mariners beat the Houston Astros 2-1. The Oakland Athletics beat the Chicago White Sox 8-1. And the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees, led by Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton beat the Miami. I take that back. They didn't beat. They stomped the Miami Marlins 12-1. So, again, those were the games that were played last night in Major League Baseball. Again, a lot of games had to be rescheduled for later dates or rescheduled for earlier in the day due to the inclement weather that's been happening in many parts of the nation. So, you know, with Major League Baseball, they'll find a way to get it done. So currently on tonight's schedule, we have the Marlins and the Yankees, Royals and the Blue Jays. Also the Orioles will play the Tigers. The Rockies will play the Pirates. We got the Nationals playing the New York Mets. Also we got the Rangers playing the Rays. We've got the Indians playing the Twins. The Phillies will play the Braves. You got the Reds playing the Brewers. Also the Cardinals and the Cubs are going to play. And you got the Giants playing the Diamondbacks. The White Sox will play the Athletics. You've got the Red Sox playing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. How about that rookie, the rising star, Shohei Ohtani? Man, he has been swinging that bat for the Angels. I tell you what, he's the latest he's the latest sensation to come from Japan, and so far so good. I know it's really early in the season, but Ohtani has been playing some ball for the Angels. And then you have the other West Coast games with the Dodgers and the Padres, and then you have the Astros and the Mariners. So it's definitely something to look forward to for not just myself, but all the baseball fans out there that's listening on this program. Coming up next on the Robinson Show, you know, some things in life aren't always certain, but certain things in life are certain. Death and taxes. But what's one thing that's not certain is Dez Bryant playing with staying with the Dallas Cowboys. We'll have more on that coming up on the Robinson Show.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Wide receiver Dez Bryant. You know, Dez is an all-pro wide receiver. He, since his beginning with the Dallas Cowboys, he played 8 seasons with the team. And I'll tell you one thing, Dez, you know, had a couple of 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He was a 3-time Pro Bowl, and he led the league a few years ago in receiving touchdowns. But Dez was certainly being Dez. He was a dynamic, not just player, but a dynamic individual in more ways than one. But I guess, like I mentioned before we went into the break, only thing, 2 things in life are certain, death and taxes. But what's not certain is staying with the team for a lengthy period of time in the National Football League. And it didn't last forever, as after 8 seasons in the Big D, Dez was released by the Cowboys, which is interesting because, you know, they were back and forth about Dez was saying that he wanted to stay, wanted a new contract. Jerry was kind of playing hard. Jerry Jones was playing hardball with him and things of that nature. So I don't know. I mean, that situation got real flaky towards the end. But I think the latest news that's come out is that Dez says that he wants to stay in the NFC East, possibly him going to the New York Giants. I don't like that idea because they've already got the Odell Beckham situation that they're dealing with already. So you not only have one star receiver, but you could possibly bring in another star receiver with, you know, I mean, they're both talented, but you got baggage that comes with that. So if he says he wants to stay in the division, I think the perfect team for him is the Washington Redskins. Now, he could be number one seed receiver in Washington. Alex Smith is a durable quarterback. His arm strength is solid. He's accurate. He doesn't turn the ball over. I think Alex Smith would be perfect with Dez Bryant, and then Dez could be the star receiver in Washington. Philadelphia would be a nice move for him, but I think Washington would be a little bit better because he could be the top receiver. He doesn't have to share the ball as much, and I think it will also extend his career for several years because Washington's really – up in and revamping that running game. So, but nevertheless, Dez is out at Big D, and certainly something that we'll watch, and it's definitely something that we'll keep our eyes and ears open to and see what happens. Also, real quick, and say a special congratulations to the winner of the Boston Marathon, Dez Linden. She became the first American in over 30 years to win the Boston Marathon. So, congratulations to Dez for winning that prestigious honor. The Boston Marathon is one of the top races in the world, period. And you got to have people train hard for this one-year event. And certainly the Boston Marathon has definitely been on the map for a long, long, long time. And especially it's been on the map for about the last 5 years or so of what happened with that terrible bombing in downtown Boston. But, again, congratulations to Des Linden. And also just excuse my voice. I had been under the weather for much of the weekend, battling tonsillitis. So you got to bear with me. My voice is not the best. But I hope I was able to deliver you a solid show, an effective show to the best of my ability. And don't forget, therobinsonreport.net is your source for news and information in the world of sports. And don't forget, available on ebook at lulu.com is Flying High to Victory. It's my ebook about the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. It's something you're going to like. It's got great pictures. It's got solid information that'll keep you plugged in. So make sure you check it out. That about wraps it up for me right here on The Robinson Show. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. And so remember, next time, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. And until next time, remember, stick to the script. Wow, peace.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.